crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go and dance in there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, RSO is the word as we remember Robert Stigwood, producer, entrepreneur, music maven. Chances are, an album he supervised is in your home. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
We can be.
Make no mistake about it, these were sensational records in the late 1970s, at the very height of the record industry and under the auspices of the Robert Stigwood Organization, RSO Records, the Bee Gees, Eric Clapton, the film versions of Jesus Christ Superstar and Tommy, the Broadway musicals Hair and Pippin. Robert Stigwood was a talent finder and a taste maker. He died this week at the age of 81. Chart-topping hits by Yvonne Elliman, If I Can't Have You, written by the Bee Gees and from the film Saturday Night Fever, and the title song of the film Grease with Frankie Valli, indelible radio classics, vinyl records that are in millions of homes. Let's trace the story with the Bee Gees back to the very beginning and the miraculous transformation of the group through three different musical incarnations on the Vinyl Experience.
Ooh, you're a holiday, such a holiday. Ooh, you're a holiday, such a holiday. It's something I think's worthwhile if the puppet makes you smile. If not, then you're throwing stones, throwing stones, throwing stones. Oh, it's a funny game. Don't believe that it's all the same. Can't think what I just said. Put the soft pillow on my head. Millions of eyes can't see. Yet why am I so blind? When there's someone else's mean, it's unkind, it's unkind. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. Yet millions of eyes can't see. Yet why am I so blind? When the sun unkind. We are a holiday, every day such a holiday. Now it's my turn to say, and I say, you're a holiday. It's something I think's worthwhile if the puppet makes you smile. If not, then you're throwing stones, throwing stones, throwing stones. Beep, 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 beep.
Singing them straight to the heart.
Robert Stigwood was a man on the show business scene in swinging mid-60s London. He was a booking agent for The Who. It was Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, who introduced him to the young talents, the Bee Gees. And we followed their evolution through three songs, Holiday, Nights on Broadway, and just their Night Fever from the sensational Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. It is impossible to underestimate the power of this record, which is largely neglected because the musical style, frankly, is passé. Nobody wants to immerse themselves in disco quite the way they do in classic and progressive rock. But this music sold as briskly and as solidly as any of the major albums by the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, The Who, Fleetwood Mac, or anybody else who filled stadiums in the 1970s. These were titanic records. More than a few of them made by Eric Clapton, who began his association with Robert Stigwood in 1966 as Stigwood discovered and promoted Cream. RSO Records would form. Clapton would move through Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, his own stellar solo career. Let's hear it spun from the original LPs on the Vinyl Experience.
We'll be right back. are free, pretend that you're deceased in your own lifetime.
Clapton Classics, all under the auspices of the Robert Stigwood Organization. The Core from Eric Clapton's Slow Hand in 1977, and Derek and the Dominoes in 1970 for Layla. Presence of the Lord from Blind Faith's one and only album, and Cream and I Feel Free. It's the Vital Experience. We pause from remembrance of Robert Stigwood to acknowledge the passing of Natalie Cole, which happened a couple of weeks ago, and which brought to mind a visit that she paid to me on the radio in New York City about 10 years ago when she had a new album that had an eclectic offering of songs, a little bit off the page for her, very much showing her rock and roll heart on her sleeve for a change. Let's not forget that her biggest hit record in the 1980s was a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song. So Natalie talks about some of her musical heroes and influences. Listen.
You know, I was just searching for the kind of song that would also speak to, you know, just surviving life.
You have found a spiritual niche in Sting's If I Ever Lose My Faith in You.
Yes, absolutely. And do you know, I had to fight the record company to put that on the record.
Why? It's a natural.
At first they felt that it didn't go with the rest of the songs.
Neil Young had a famous father too. So when you sing Neil Young's Old Man, you must have been thinking about the beginning years, really in the shadow of your own father who you came to embrace and reinvent for another generation. So tell me about your connection to that song.
The generation that I was raised with was kind of the end of the love peace era. When I went to college at UMass, there was a Taj Mahal and those kind of people that were playing in concerts. And Old Man really was, I never really understood the song, but it just, you know, it just reached out to me in such a way. And I remember loving the harmonies and the melodies. And it wasn't until I recorded it this time that I actually felt that as a young person, when Neil Young wrote the song, he recognized the evolution of life.
Try not to get worse.
That's the Vinyl Experience. We brought things full circle with Yvonne Elliman for an encore, and Jesus Christ Superstar, that actually the original cast album. Robert Stigwood was responsible for producing the movie, Also, the film version of Hair, which we're hearing a little bit of under us now, and some recollections of Natalie Cole and her version of Bruce Springsteen's Pink Cadillac. More Vinyl Experience shows to peruse in the archives at PRN.FM. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget the Vinyl Experience streams 24/7 as an iHeart Radio station. Download the iHeart Radio app, punch in Vinyl Experience in the search field, and let the record spin anytime you like. I'm Paul Cavalcante.